Welcome to Facilitating the Mission, the podcast of Shepherd Staff Mission Facilitators. My name is Brian Mondock.
And my name is Jeff Jackson.
Hey, Jeff. Good to talk to you again.
Hey, Brian. Good to connect with you again and talk about an important subject, right?
Yeah, re-entry. It is something that has taken up a lot of ministry time and energy as a former missions pastor. And I think that there are some realities that I would love to hear you talk about that I wish somebody had talked to me about before I went. Just some expectations to be set as a missionary. Mm-hmm. And then for the folks that received me, I wish they would have just had a kind of a warning about the kinds of things that I would go through as I came back from Africa.
Yeah, and it's just those are the kind of things that have kind of motivated us to, you know, to want to discuss this. And yeah, you know, reentry, that word that's been coined to describe the stress and effects on a missionary that's coming back to pick up life in America. You know, it's that important that it has its own word to describe it. And I think if part of the reason why we're talking about this is to A, give missionaries the window into the fact they will experience this. It's not they might experience reentry, guaranteed they will. And we can also accomplish the task of helping those that know and love them and members of local churches and the leaders of those local churches to help them see that, you know what, you can make a difference in the effects of reentry on those that have gone to the mission field and have been faithful out there, and they're now making this incredibly difficult transition back to life in the States. If we can accomplish those things, it's kind of our goal. Yeah, I think we've done a good thing. And you know, just to kind of piggyback on what you said, I again, in the same sense that any person that's going to go live in another country, especially for the kingdom of God, is going to experience culture shock. It's not they might experience culture shock, they will experience it. They definitely will. In the same way, you come back from living in another country, you will experience reentry. And if you don't know that ahead of time, and if you think that somehow it's not going to affect you, or the flip side of that, you don't realize that, or you think you're just going to be able to adjust, it's not going to be that big of a deal, you know, you're going to be in for a major awakening.
Yeah, totally. It's like, if you don't have a warning about this, if you don't know it's coming and then you're experiencing it, you think there's mm-hmm. something wrong with you.
Yeah.
It's very isolating, can make a person feel very lonely. And I know it can have devastating effects on a marriage and
yes.
other long-term relationships.
Exactly. And, you know, we talked a little earlier about even, you know, the idea that more people fall away from the Lord, they backslide coming back from the field than they do going to the field. And that's a sad case when people turn their back on the Lord and they turn their back on the things that, you know, God did in and through them incredibly, because this transition back just kind of blew them out of the water. So, yeah, go ahead.
One of the things I was going to say, Jeff, sorry for interrupting, but one of the things I was going to say was that when I was on the mission field, I felt like I had to keep myself much more holy.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I'm training people, I'm going to villages, I'm having to trust God every day for my safety, my literal safety.
Yes.
And it seems like, you know, when the Bible says, pray always. Man, I was praying always. But coming back, it didn't seem like I had a lot of things to trust God for. And it seems like a lot of my relationships had tanked. Like people had moved on with their lives without me.
Yes. Yeah. And that's exactly what it is. And that's why it's so devastating, because that's exactly what it feels like. And in some cases, that's an accurate description of it. And in fact, you know, I use the analogy of, like, you know, when you're in another country on a mission from God, you know everything is foreign. You know you're in an environment that's not familiar, it's not comfortable, there's not convenience, and so forth. And so there's a level of dependency and trust and just expectation as you get into God's word and as you pray that if he doesn't do something in you and for you on your behalf, you're not going to be successful. So there's this there's this the unfamiliarity of it drives us into the Lord. And that's the danger, is we come back thinking we're stepping back into familiarity, and it's really not, because we've changed. It's changed here. Our friends have changed here. But we think, I don't need to plumb the depths of God's word at the same level that I did over there. I don't need to pray as diligently. And the best analogy that I've used, that I can use for it, is, you know, I've driven in a lot of different countries, you know, Japan, Thailand, Mexico, Philippines. And when you drive in another country, all five senses are engaged. You don't drive with your brain in neutral like you do in America. I mean, how many times have we driven here and the traffic is so organized, the lights work, people actually stop at lights that are red. They usually stop at stop signs. You drive with your brain in neutral. And in fact, there's times, I'm sure everybody that's listening to this has had this experience, where I was sitting at a light and the next thing I know, you know, I'm driving and I have to wonder, did that light turn green?
Yeah, that's right.
It was just subconscious. Right. It turned green So we drive with our brain in neutral here. We don't drive with our brain in neutral over there. Well, we tend to think we can walk with the Lord with our spiritual life in neutral here because it's familiar. And we need to drive with our spirit engaged at the same level or even more as we did over there to make this reentry transition successful at all.
It seems like that's the time that God uses to even work deeper in your life.
Yes.
And you don't expect it. You just don't expect it. You think you've done everything for God that you're ever going to do. And now that you're back, now what?
Yeah, exactly. And there's this mindset that you have when you're over there. I actually call it a pilgrim worldview, which we're all supposed to have all the time. But we really don't have a pilgrim worldview when we live in our day-to-day lives here in America. So when you go to the mission field with that pilgrim worldview, you know, you're not condemning of the local culture. You're flexible. You go in with sort of a learner, listener mentality. Your entry posture is as a learner and a listener. You don't condemn cultural traits. You say, okay, that's a little different, but how does that fit in the bigger picture of what these people are, you know, of their whole culture? You know, you have this ability over there to discern what's essential from what's not essential. And, you know, one of the most interesting things that I've seen is that, you know, when somebody goes to the mission field, even on a short-term trip, they have this ability, because they're in a pilgrim worldview, a pilgrim mindset. They have this ability to see even small things as this opportunity to represent God. And it's exciting. The same thing, a flat tire in South Sudan, a flat tire in Cebu City, Philippines, when you're on the field, is an opportunity to interact with somebody and maybe show Jesus to them. A flat tire here inspires nothing but anger, resentment. It messes up my whole day. It's an obstacle to what I want to be doing rather than an opportunity because of the mindset.
Yep. One of the things that the missionary does when he's on the field is he gains so much experience and in ministry. And then also at the same time, he engages in community. He needs to. He has to. He's dependent on the community that he's serving in. Mm-hmm. And then coming back, he's not a part of the community anymore.
Right.
And his experience is not relevant to day-to-day life in the U.S., it seems, although I think God has a purpose for it. We just haven't discovered it during that reentry season.
Right. Well, and so the key, again, and, you know, when I talk to people, and again, this is stuff coming from my own experience. Actually, I got really, you know, slapped upside the head by the Lord himself just a few months before I left Cebu, when I was just praying about the transition back. The apparent ministry positions that looked open had all been shut. I didn't know what I was going to do. I was coming back with a wife and three kids after 5.5 years in the central Philippines. And I was just crying out to the Lord one day and reading through Psalm 84, and that whole idea there of, you know, blessed is the man whose heart is set on whose strength is in you and whose heart is set on pilgrimage. The Lord just jumped that off the page. And I said to the Lord, Lord, I'm going home and I don't know what I'm going to do. And the Lord used that verse to show me, no, I'm not going home. that the right mindset is I'm transferring from Mission Field Cebu City, Philippines to Mission Field San Diego, and that I needed to have the same frame of mind and pilgrim mentality in San Diego that I had while I was in Cebu. And that was one of the major things that minimized the reentry experience for me and my wife and my kids, is coming with the same attitude here that we had over there. That plus a lot of other people speaking into my lives and taking the time to listen was absolutely crucial.
Well, the thing, you know, for you specifically too, Jeff, is that God used that experience to help you train other missionaries as mm-hmm. they went into the field. And he's opened up doors for you to also speak with their pastors
yes.
about, you know, what it takes to send people to the field. And so that season of reentry for you was the crucial thing that shaped the whole rest of your life.
Yes, it really did. And as it has yours. And now, you know, just trying to be good stewards of what God's put into us, what our inventory of life and ministry experience is, you know, Lord, help us to be good stewards with that. And so, you know, so to me there, as I think of it, you know, this whole idea of reentry, it's a reality. B, the missionary himself needs to be encouraged and understand that they need to have the same pilgrim mindset, on a mission from God mindset, when they come back here as they had when they went over there, and maintain that. And then from those that know and love missionaries, for them to understand, look, when your friend comes back from the mission field, set apart a couple hours of time and just sit down with them and ask them to tell their story. It's the crucial thing for the missionary, is they need to unpack, they need to process their experience on the field, what they saw God do, what it felt like. And any person in any church, anybody that knows and loves missionaries, if you can knock off a block of time to just sit down and ask the missionary to describe life on the field, and then let them run, let them talk, and just lob questions in based on what they're saying, you can make a huge difference in somebody's reentry experience.
That's excellent. So for the missionary, God's not done with you.
That's right.
And for the friend of the missionary, debriefing, helping that missionary tell his story, that will give him a smoother transition to the next season of his life. It might even be preparing him for the next season of his life.
Absolutely. And even like, you know, like while we were gone, TV changed radically. You know, the content of television programs, the things that people are into, having somebody, you know, sit down with us not long after we got back and say, look, these are the hit TV shows. I mean, you know, technology's changed. A lot of that people around the world can keep up with it now. But in those days, you know, having somebody tell you, these are the cool shows right now. This is the way people are dressing now. These are the movies they're talking about, because you've been detached from all that, you know. And even though today with technology, missionaries can keep up with that stuff, they don't see the ripple effect of it in day-to-day life that people do here, you know. So having somebody walk along with you as you come back from the mission field, who's going to be patient, who's going to give the time to let you unpack what you've experienced, and is going to be genuinely interested in it, man, that's like you know, fresh water to a thirsty person.
Well, that's good, Jeff.
Yeah. So in fact, what I want to do is, I think we've kind of covered it from a couple different angles. Now, let's talk specifically about how churches and leaders of churches can help with the reentry challenges that there are people coming back from the field. Some practical things they can do. How's that sound?
Sounds fantastic. Thanks for listening to today's podcast. To learn more about becoming a missionary with Shepherd Staff, go to ssmfi.org/join. Connect with us on Facebook or Twitter by searching @ShepStaff on either platform.